His last Gemara again, we're holding up Hayim Abayz, the bottom Gemara again. Omer Rav Chonin Barovam Omer Rav Movoi Shenifratz Mitzidoi the Eser, a Movoi that the Pirtza was on the side wall. Like usually we have three walls to a Movoi. If the side wall has the Pirtza, then it's still kosher as long as it's only less than 10 Amos or 10 Amos. Meiroi Shoi B'dalad, where we have a Pirtza at the opening, then it's possible with Dalad Tzvachim. This is Rav Chonin bar Rav Omer Rav's Chiddush that Beroishoy it's possible even with Dalet Tfochim is possible Beroishoy. Yeah, this is picture number 39. You have it, or picture number 38. That Beroishoy, if the entrance there, the Pirtza Dalet Tfochim ready is possible. Why? For the Mar Maishno Mitzidoy Bieser, how come on the side we say till 10 Amis? The Yama Pischu has a Shem Pesach to it, so the Roshi Nami name a Pischu. Even the Roshi, the opening, the beginning, the entrance, should also have a Shem Pesach, even though the Pirtza is more than Dalat Tfochim. Om Rav Hun of Redi of Yeshua, they're going Shenifrat Vekeren Zovis. Teretz Ein Echanami. If the Pirtza would have been on the side, would have been like the picture number 38, the Pirtza would have been in the middle of the entrance, it would have been Kosher Ad Yud. They were talking about, like in picture 39, that the Pirtza is Mamish Bekeren Zovis. At the corner, that's where the Pirtza came about. And we say, Svara, the Pischa Bekeren Zovis Layavdi Inchi. The Metziah, nobody makes a Pesach at the corner. That's not a nice way, it's not a derog to people to make a Pesach there. Therefore, it has a Shem Pirtza to it. So since it has a Shem Pirtza to it, as long as it's Dalet Tfachim wide, it's possible. Is the reason why usually we say if the hole is until 10 Amos it's kosher, because it has a Shem Pesach and you're allowed to have Pesachim entrances into a Movi, but it has to be a derech, the way to make a Pesach. Mashingen here at the entrance or the corner, you don't make a Pesach. And that's what he spoke out, even though before we had the Gemara, you do make a Pesach at the corner at the Keren Zovius. So Tay's answer there was, they were talking about there was a Tzuras of Pesach, you had a Mezuzah and a Mashkif. If you have the Mezuzah, the two side beams and the mashkif on top, then it's a derech to make a Pesach even in the corner. But here in our case, there are no mashkifs and no mezuzahs, just tam apirtzum, it's not a derech to give it a shame Pesach if the Pesach is in the corner. Therefore, that's his halacha, that in the corner, bedal tochim, it's possible. So the Mar of Rav Huna, Omar, echod zeh v'yechod zeh b'yarbo. Rav Huna holds no. Anytime you have a pirtz in the walls of a movi, dalat fochim, it passes the movi. Even b'tzidoi, even along the long wall, if you have a pirtz, dalat fochim, it's also possible. No difference between the reishoy and tzidoi. That's out Rav Huna. So the more of a chen omale, Rav Huna, Rav Chonin, ba rovo. Letiflo goloi the Rav, letiflo goloi. Don't ding zachami. His Rav Huna is saying this is the pshat. Now before, it was Rav Chonin bar Rava that said not like that. And he said over the name of Rav that a Bitsidoi until 10 Amos still is kosher. So Rav Huna now was telling Rav Chonin bar Rava, don't think you're right. Loitifla Goloi, don't argue on me. The Rav, I'll tell you might what happened with Rav himself. As you're saying over the name of Rav, I'll tell you exactly what happened with Rav. The Rav, Ikloi, Lidamacharoi. Rav went into the city. The Ovar Uvda Kavosi. And he made a halacha like me. Ovar Uvda means there was a mice like that. The people had a movi. And even on the side wall of the movi, there was a pirtza hole there. And if the hole was more than dalat tzvachim, Rav said it was possible. So Bazar Yafun is bringing a rai, even Rav holds like me. That no matter where the pirtz is, whether it's in the entrance, the beginning, or if it's either on the side walls, is the same halacha. More than dalat tzvachim is possible. Or Malay, so Rav Chonin bar Rav answered back, Avad, that's not the Pshan Rav. Avad, Rav holds, like I said, that Bitsidoi, 10 Amos is still called a Pesach. Why did Rav do a Maisa here? Omale Rav, Dika, Motza, Vigoda, Bogedir. Rav found a place that there were Amoratsim, and he was afraid to be Mekel, because if you make a little bit with them, they'll be Mekel much more. So for this one place, Rav was Machmer to say, if you have a Pirtza, even on the side wall, more than Dalat Tfochim, he said it was possible. But Avada, that's not the halacha. Like Rashi says, Dika Motza, Ami Haratzim Hoyu. There were Amaratzim there. O Mezalzim the Mitzvahs, they weren't Nizrin the Mitzvahs. Vihichmer Aleim. Therefore, Rav was Machmer on this one city. Lasoi Siog, Lachikim and Aveiram. Like somebody puts a fence around an open a pirtza. You have an opening in your fence, you gather it, you fence it up again. Here also, Rav made a pirtza, Rav made a gedder for this one city. But Avada all over, Zok Rav Chonin, Rav holds like he's saying, that on the side of the Movi until Tel Namis, it's still called the Pesach. So the Churat Zereshver Rav Huna though, Rav Huna says no, he holds that the Pesach is only till Dal Damis, till Dal Tzvochim. More than Dal Tzvochim, even on the side wall, it's not called the Pesach anymore. So Churat Rav Huna is saying for Kef in our first Mishnah. The Mishnah said that the Pesach of a Movi could be wide Yud Amis. Even though it's Yud Amis wide, still a Kur and a Lechi helps. Why? Because it said a Pesach, the shear of a Pesach is until 10 Amis. That was enough in the Mishnah. So Churat Abisul Shver Rav Huna on our first Mishnah. How could Rav Huna say, if any time you have a Pirtza, more than Dalet Tfachim, it's not called a Pesach, it's called a Pirtza from the Batal de Mechitza? Our first Mishnah said not like that. It said the Roichav of 10 Amis is still called a Pesach. So we'll tell you this discussion. That's in Nifrat's Bekerns of the Nifrat's Mereisha Bekerns of the... It's a svar that people stop using the front entrance and they only use the side entrance now. It's even Rav is moida that if the entrance at the beginning of the entrance of Adi's Maskin is the side of a Pesach, if a Pesach is until Yud Amis wide, it's still called a Pesach. Rav is also masking to that. He's only saying a story here when you have the Movi. Now the Movi, you put the Kura at the entrance to the Movi, the entrance where you come in. Now along the wall, if there was a Pirtza there, Rav's story is, if you have a hole on the side of the wall, the Pshat is, people are going to start using the entrance, the side entrance, they'll start coming in. And they'll leave over the front entrance. So nobody's going to use the front entrance. Therefore, the Kura on top of the front entrance is like Botol. Nobody uses that Pesach. Hey, that's Rav Svarim. Rav Svarim is, you have a Pirtza on the side, people will leave over the front entrance and use the side entrance. That's why it's bottled the Shem Pesach to the beginning. But Avada, a regular case of a Movi, where you only have one entrance at the entrance to the Movi, Rav is also Moida. There's a sheer Pesach, Yud Amis wide. It's only possible if it's more than Yud Amis. But until Yud Amis, that's the side of a Pesach. Here, Rav is saying a svar that people will leave over the front entrance and go on the side entrance if there'll be a pirtza here more than Dalat Tvachim. So the kid says to Machlokes Rav Huna and Rav Chanan, if on the side wall of a Mavui, if you have a pirtza more than Yud Tvachim, is it possible or not? So tomorrow we bring that rise. So tomorrow, Omar Rav Nachmin, Rav Yitzchak, Kavosid Rav Huna Mistavra. I'll bring your raya to Rav Huna. That on the side wall of a Movi, if you have a hole more than Dalat Tvachim, it's possible. What is the possible? That you can't use the first Kaira and Lechi is not matter. Diitmar, Movi Okum. You have a Movi, a crooked Movi. Rashi has a picture here that you have a Movi, instead of going straight, it goes up and across. That's called a Movi Okum. He has a better picture, picture 41, page number 7. It's called a Movi Okum. There's a Rishus Rabbim on both sides. And the Movi goes in and then comes out again. That's called the Movi Yokum. Yeah. So really from this Movi you could walk in, make a right turn, and come out through Shusar Rabim again. Now what then does this Movi Yokum have? Ditma Movi Yokum. Rav Oma Tarosa Kimafulish. Rav holds that in the inner corner of the Movi it's called Kimafulish. This is called like one big Movi that's open on this side through Shusar Rabim, and the other side is open through Shusar Rabim. So how's the shame Movi Mafulish? An open Movi, both sides of the Movi, is open to the Shusar Rabim. Ushmul Amano, Tarosik Esosim. This Movi is called like a Sosim. Hey, the Movi at the end is called a dead end street, the other end, and it's only open to this side of the Shusar Rabim. And who had in the other Movi is the same way. The other Movi is only open on one side of the Shusar Rabim, the other side is called Kesosim. That's what Shmuel holds. Hey, Shmuel Lama, Tarosik Esosim. So Rashi. Toirosoi kimafulis. Addressed before. Movi okum. Ushnei psochel rishus rabin. Both entrances are open to the rishus rabin. Just the middle is crooked. Is toirosoi kimafulis. Rav holds it like an open movi. O movi ya mafulis rishus rabin. Has a regular movi mafulis means like in picture 43. A regular movi with foolish means there's a movi, and then on both sides of the movi is Rishus Rabin. And the movi, mamish, opens up both sides to Rishus Rabin. That's a real movi with foolish. Picture 42. Picture 42 is a real movi with foolish. So Rav holds our case is also like a movi with foolish. Now, the din of a movi with foolish, Rishus Rabin, Sorech Tzuras Pesach Mikan. On a movi with foolish, you can't just use a lechi. You have to put a Tzuras Pesach on one side. For lechi yekara mikan. On the other side, you could use a kara or a lechi, but one side needs a real tzuras ha-pesach to mevatel the shame opening, and the other side is enough a kara or lechi. Izav zeh tzorach l'shnei psochiv, litzad rishus harabim lechi l'cho ruach. So Rav holds here also, it needs on both sides tzuras ha-pesach. Or it needs a lechi on both sides. Uveyak mumisoi, in the middle, where it makes the corner, where it makes the turn, Tzorach Tzuras HaPesach. This is Rashi's first shita, that this has a shame, Mavi Mefulish now. So you have to have a Tzuras HaPesach. Where do you put the Tzuras HaPesach? Rashi says a Chiddush, in the corner. Mamish in the corner, in that turn, on the turn of the corner, that's where you put the Tzuras HaPesach. So you have a Tzuras HaPesach, one Tzuras HaPesach helps for both Mavis. So both Mavis, all they need is just a Kaira on the other end. That's all, that's Pshat according to Rav. Is Avzid, Sarach Lishnei Psoch Vitzad Rishus Rabim Lechi Lechoruach. In the Lechi on each side, Ulgakmimisoi, Mamish in the corner, in the middle, Sarach Tzuras HaPesach. There you put the Tzuras HaPesach. The Pilesh or Mefulish Lechaveroi, Hevig Mefulish Lishus Rabim. Since they're opened up one to the other, it's considered a din of a Mavi Mefulish, that you need a Tzuras HaPesach. So Rav says the Chiddush here, according to Rashi's first chat, you put the Tzuras HaPesach Mamish in the corner here, and that's the Tzuras HaPesach for both Mavis. So each movi now blives like a movi of Einer Mefulish, because the Tzuras HaPesach is like a mechitza. So all you need at both ends to the Rishus Rabim, a kaira on each end. Does help Rav. Shmuel says no. They talk about it, because then on the other movi you don't see the Tzuras HaPesach. According to this pshat will be, you have to see the Tzuras, both movis have to see it. If the other is on one side and the other movi you wouldn't see the Tzuras HaPesach, it wouldn't be good. You need another source of vessel for the other one. We'll soon see. The second pshat Rashi is like you're saying. But the first pshat by Sleis, you have to be able to see the source of Pesach in both sides. Right. And Shmuel says, no, Taros v'kisosim. Shmuel said, Allah is Taros v'kisosim. V'yein sarech b'yak m'misai klum. So he holds, no, in the corner, you don't need anything. Elo, elu, oisin lechi lepischon. V'yelu, oisin lechi lepischon. Each movi is like a separate movi by itself, and each movi is kesosim. So all you need is just a kairu or a lechi at each entrance. That's all. Le matzuchin and tzuras ha-pesach. Elo lepsochem ha-mufaloshim. Zeh kineged zeh lewishus ha-rabim. You only need a tzuras ha-pesach, according to Shmuel, a real movi mufulish, like picture 42, where the imamish open up both sides. But here you look at each movi by itself. Each movi by itself is closed at the corner. All it has is just a pirtz at the end. Hey, each movi look as if just is a pirtza to the end here. That's all. That's how Shmuel. So the Gemara b'mayaskinim. What are we talking about now? Ilay mebiyosa miyeser. If you want to say at the corner here, how wide is the entrance at the corner? The akmimisay. Like how spread out is the pathway at the corner? If you want to say biyosa miyeser, it's more than 10 amis wide. Is behol lay meshmul tarosa kisosim. Could Shmuel say then that Terosik is awesome? Habadik can't be kesosim here. If at the corner, the Akmimisoi, is wider than 10 Amos, so how could you say, look at each movi by itself? And all you have then at the end is just a pirtza. If the pirtza is more than 10 Amos, Habadik, it's not called a Pesach. It's called a pirtza. It's called Paritz. It's called open up into the next movi. How could it be called kesosim? It's the only way to give it a shem kesosim if the movi at the end, you look as if it's less than 10 Amos to the wall. So it's a pirtza, like a Pesach, less than 10 amos, so it's called kisosim, it just has a Pesach there. But if you can tell me now at the end here, it's wider than 10 amos, that zicha not called a Pesach, that should be called a pirtza. So that is called kemafulish. How could Shmuel at all say it's called kisosim? El ala b'yeser. Avad, we have to be talking about dakmimisai in the corner turn, it's less than 10 amos wide. It's each way, it's less than 10 amos. It's each movi, the opening to the next movi is less than 10 amos. Yeah? And still, Okoma Rav Terosa Kimafulish. And still Rav says that this movi is called Kimafulish. It is the kasha. Since each movi, the opening here is less than 10 amis, so the chur less than 10 amis, it should be called a Pesach. So it should be called like a movi sosum, just as a Pesach at the end. And we're saying now, like according to Rav Chanan, Pesachim don't pasol unless it's tzidai b'yeser. It has to be more than 10 amis. So here we're bringing a raya. Even though the opening here is less than 10 amis, still it's called kuma foolish according to Rav. So you see Rav Shita is, the way Rav Huna says, that a pirtza on the side of the walls of a movi, more than dala tfachim, makes it into a pirtza. Mela, it's not called kisosim, it's not called closed there, it's called open up in the corner. So Mela, since it's an opening there, both movies open one into the other, it looks as if it's a movi mafulish. So here it's a raya to Rav Huna and a kasha on Rav Chanan. Alma, the more pirtzas movi, mitzidoi, pedalit. As once you see that less than Yud Amis is possible, it's Mestavra, the next shear always is Dalat Tzvachim. So here it's a Raya to Rav, that a Movi on the side of Pirtza more than Dalat Tzvachim is called a Pirtza, it's not called a Pesach anymore. And the male of the Din is, it's called a Movi, I'm a foolish, it's called an open Movi, it's no good. And the Gemara, for Rav Chonin Bar Rova, Shani Hosom, the Kobaki Bu Rabin. As Rav Chonin says a big chilek here, when do we say that if you have a pirtzan opening on the side wall of the movi, even though it's up until Yidamis, it's called the Pesach, that's where Rabbim don't go through that pirtzah. Or Rabbim don't go through it. But if you say that Osi Rabbim Mavato Mechitzis, if you have a Rabbim going through this pirtzah, the Rabbim can be Mavato the Mechitzah. So we hear like this movi. Since the movi is opened up one to the other, Lamaisa people from the Shus Rabbim here make a shortcut, and they go into this movi, make a left turn, come into the next movi, and go weiter to Rishos Rabbim. So the Rabbim is walking through this movi. So since the Rabbim walked through this end pirtza, the Rabbim is mevatel the pirtza. It's when do I say that until Yudamis is called the Pesach? That's why I don't have a Rabbim going through it. L'mashal in a chotzer, or a regular chotzer, you don't have a Rabbim going through it. Then we say until Yudamis is called the Pesach. But here, by a movi, which is mefulish, where the movi is okum, that the rabbin goes through it, here even Rav Chanan is masking Yisrael Oshin, the koboki b'rabbin, that the rabbin goes through and the rabbin break the pirtza, break the mechitza. So at the Gemara, or b'zoi, mechlal the Rav Huna, sover, afagav the loiboki b'rabbin. If you can tell me now that Rav Chanan is masking that when the rabbin walks through this hole, walks through the Pesach, then once it's more than Dalat Tvachim, if the rabbin passes the Pirtza. So, Bezoi, where's the machlokes then between Rav Huna and Rav Chanan? You're going to have to tell me in a case where the rabbin do not go through the Pesach. Or Bezoi, it's Shver Rav Huna. You're going to tell me Rav Huna holds even in a case where the rabbin do not go through, still more than Dalat Tvachim is called the Pirtza. That's Rav Huna Shita. For the Gemara Bezoi, Maishna mid Ravami Rabasi. How can Rav Huna, how could he say different than Rabami and Rabasi? We had the Braisa before. That before Rabam and Rabasi said that if you have on the side of the Movi, as long as the beginning of the Movi, there's a pass of Dalat Tvachim left over, further in, even till Yudamis, is still kosher. That was Rabami's halacha. We had the back before, on picture number 26, we had. That was Rabami's halacha, page 4, picture 26. That as long as the beginning near the Kairah, there was Dalat Tvachim left over of the wall, so Rami said, though, even though next to it there's a big pirtza, a big hole, as long as it's dal damis, not more, still it's kosher. So the Rami, they're before Rav Huna, they both said that on the side pirtza, even though it's yudamis, still it's kosher. So it's a kasha, how could Rav Huna be on them? Now we're saying Rav Huna is going head on them and saying no. Even though we say now the rabbin does not come in through this pirtza, still Rav Huna holds. On the side of a mavui, if the pirtza is more than dal tzvachim, it's possible. So the lachuras faketz from Ravami. Ravami said no, on the side wall, as long as you first have Dalat Tvachim left over, on the side wall the pirtza can be told Yudamis. So how could Rav Huna dinzach on Ravami and Ravasi? And the Gemara, I'll tell you, Hosam Dika Gidudi. I'll tell you, according to Rav Huna, he learns pshat in Ravami and Ravasi that when there was a pirtza on the side wall, that we say until Tel Amis, it's still kosher, the pshat is not the whole wall got knocked down to the floor. On the bottom of the floor, there was still a little bit of stump still there. The stumps of the wall were still there. They're still gedudi. That means the bottom part of the wall was still there. So that's the svara, the rabbin don't go through it so much. So since there's a little bit there, something to mark of them from going through, there Rav Huna is also masking that it's called a Pesach. Until Yudamis is still called a Pesach. When does Rav say that on the side wall it's Bdala Tvachim, it's called the Pirtzom? That's where there's nothing on the floor. In other words, the wall was cracked through the Gamri. So even though the Rabbim are not walking through, but since it's Roy for the Rabbim to walk through, according to Rav Huna, that's Mavatel the Shem Pesach. And according to Rav Huna, it depends. If there's Gedudim, some stumps on the floor, so that makes it, it's not Roy for the Rabbim to go through. So maybe it's not Mavatel the Shem Pesach until Yudamis. Mashenkin, where there's no stumps at all on the floor, you could walk through, even though the Rabbin Lamais is not walking through. We're talking about Loi Biki Barabin, but since it's row, it's possible for the Rabbin to walk through. Rav Huna holds it's called a Pirtza, more than Yud, more than Dalat Kochim. So Rashi, Hosam Diki Gedudi Shenishtayim Mina Kaisel Biyisoid Gimel Dalat Kochim. Hey, it's the bottom of the wall. Still something there. There's still the bottom gimel of dalat tefachim is still there. Goyva kol panei apirza, long no pirza. Sheinam noichal avar bo. The middle of the rabbin, people can't walk through. You have to pick your feet up and jump over the floor. So there Rav Ami said, until Yudamis, it's called a Pesach. Mashenkin hocha, Rav Huna says, no, where dalat tefachim alone makes a hole, it's possible, is the asrin and anor, but the leki gedudi. Gedudi loshin sofa, a rim. Like there's no rim, there's nothing left over from the wall at all. So the wall mamish was knocked down to the floor. So since it's row, it's possible that the rabbin could walk through it. According to Rav Huna, that's mavato the shem pesach. That's out Rav Huna. Yeah. So the ma'is l'alocha, though, we don't hold like Rav Huna, we hold like Rav Chonin. That is always, the pirtza is always yud amis we hold. Yud amis is always called the pesach. More than yud amis is possible. And the only time we say dalit is no good is only be keren zovius. At the Gemara Svara, that people don't make a Pesach on a Keren Zovius, like Fisher 39. That's the only time it's possible halacha. But Kol Zaman, the Pirtz is not in the Keren Zovius, we always hold, like Rav Chanan holds, that a Pirtz is always until Yud Amis, is always still called a Pesach. Now let's start a new sugi now. Gemara, Tana Rabbonin. Keitzad Ma'arvin Derech Rishusa Rabin. So the Havaminer is, Yamamish have a real Rishusa Rabin. How could you make an Erev to be able to carry in the Rishusa Rabin? Kate said Marvin Derek Rashus Rabin. Is I said Tanakama holds, I said Surasa Pesach Mikan, at one side, let's say Wilshar. You want to be able to make an error through Wilshar to be able to carry. So one side of Wilshar, you have to put up a Surasa Pesach Mikan, the Lechi Vikuri Mikan. The other side of Wilshar, what you got to do is just put up a Lechi Vikuri. That's the Tanakama. Chananya Dinsa on Tanakama says you need more than just a Surasa Pesach when you have a Rashus Rabin. That Beishama Yemrim, Oyset Delis Mikan, Fidelis Mikan. You have to have mamish two delosim. You need one delos on one side of the street, and one delos on the other side of the street. Whichever part you want to carry through, you have to put two doors up. Since you have a Rishus Rabin there walking through, the klal is Osir Rabin Movato Mechitzos. He says, it's not enough just to put a Tzuras HaPesach. They just put a Tzuras HaPesach up. The svar is, when the Rabin walks through, or Tzuras HaPesach, we hold also Rabbim Mavato Mechitzas. They're Mavato the Mechitza. So Mechitzas of Tzuras HaPesach doesn't help when you have a Rabbim, Rishus Rabbim, walking through there. So what's the Yetzim? You have to put a Delos on one side and a Delos on the other side. Since you have a door is like stops the Rabbim from going through. So we don't see as if the Rabbim is walking through. So then we say the Rabbim is not Mavato the Mechitzas. Agav, it's a Machlekes, and Tzuras HaMachlekes, the Chazonish, and the Yavne Nezim. The Chazonish learns that. Let's see some pictures here. Moshe here, picture 54 on page 9. This is a picture of Yerushalayim, like we'll soon see. Yerushalayim was the Rishus HaRabin, and here's the Derech, Mamash, goes straight through Yerushalayim. It's called the Rishus HaRabin, this Derech. So if you want to make an Erev to be able to carry over this street through the Rishus HaRabin, Lochus, you have to put a Delis on this side, like picture 56. You have to put a Delis on one side of the entrance, and then a Delis on the other side of the entrance. Mamash, picture 56. See how the picture like the Chazonish. The Chazonish learns that Avada you have to have a Tzuras HaPesach also. A Delos without a Tzuras HaPesach doesn't help. So you have to have a Tzuras HaPesach, like picture 55. You have to have a Lechi going up one side, a Lechi on the other side, and a Kori going across. So it has a shame, Mechitza. No, the Klal is, Mechitza by itself doesn't help, because it says the Svara, also Rabbi Mavato Mechitza. Since the Rishus Rabbi, the people are walking through this Mechitza, they break the Mechitza. What does the Delos help? If you put a Delos there, Delos is just a svara to say the Rabbin can't walk through here. It's like something stopping the Rabbin to walk through. So since you stop the Rabbin to walk through, Memela, what's the matter? The Tzuras HaPesach. But Avada, you have to have a Tzuras HaPesach with the Delos. That's the Chazon Ish HaShita. The Tzura, the Del is just two Zoyf, and now we don't see the Rabbim walking through. So what is the Matir though? The Matir is the Tzura of Pesach. The Yavdan Ezer learns no. He learns the Delos by itself is a Matir, even without a Tzura of Pesach. A Delos by itself, even without a Tzura of Pesach, is a Matir. Even though when it's open, still it's a Matir. So chaps a big nafkimin amol, the moshon the koilul here. The big nafkimin amol in your backyard, depends. Let's say you have an alleyway. And the front of the alleyway, you have a swing open door. You have like a gate, that the door swings open. So Meister, when the door is when open, there's no four mechitzas. It should be us at the Cali in the alleyway. Because all you have then is just three mechitzas around the alleyway. So fourth mechitzas is this door, is the gate. Now when the gate is open, the chur, there's no Pesach there. So according to Chazonish, that would be us at the carry then. Because Namala gate, the most at the Kerlu's gate out here, the sliding gate. When you slide it all the way back, there's nothing there. Or we have a Tzuras HaPesach there also. But take away the Tzuras HaPesach, just with the gate itself. When you close the gate, that door, that wall is open all the way. So it'll be also carry in there, according to the Chazonish. The Chazonish learns the fact you have a Delos by itself is nothing. A Delos is only a Svar, it stops the Rabbim from going through. But what's the real matter? You need a Tzuras HaPesach. The Avdanezer learns no. He learns that once you have a Delos there, even though the Delos is all the way open, but since it could be closed, that's also like called a Mechitza. A Delos also has a shame Mechitza to it. And a Delos is a better Mechitza. Even the Rabbim can't break through the Delos. So the Nafkamina, a lot of times in the alleyways, when you have the front gate that could be opened all the way, according to the Avdanezer, you'd be allowed to carry in there even when the gates are open. And according to Chazoni, you'd only be allowed to carry in the alleyway when the gates are closed. Because when the gates swing open and there's no Tzuras HaPesach there, it's a pirza, there's no mechitza there. Good. How do you take care of Rishus Rabbim? You have to have picture 56, a delos on one side, a delos on the other side. When you go in and out, you always have to keep the door closed. Beisil holds no, it's enough to have a delos on one side of the Rishus Rabbim. For lechi v'kari mikan, his one delis is enough to mavatol the rishus rabbin. It's not called the rabbin go through here anymore. So meilo, all you need now on the other side is just a lechi v'kari. His one delis makes it like a mavi mafulish, like a mavi sosum. One delis breaks the shame rishus rabbin. The other side has a shame mavi now. All you need is just a kari v'lechi on the other side. Thus out Chananya. Rashi. Rishus Rabbim, Rashi learns here, what's the Shaila, Ketzimav, Nech, Rishus Rabbim, Rashi learns, Mashmeh, interesting, this is the famous Rashi, Mashmeh, Rochov, Sheish, Asoro, Amma. It has to be wide, 16 Amis. The ear, Shemetsuyim, Bo, Shishim, Ribuya. This is Rashi, Shita, the famous Shita, a lot of Erevin, Seimechon, that what makes up Rishus Rabbim, only if you have 600,000 people going through that city, or going through that street. That makes up Rishus Rabbim. But if you have less than 600,000 people using that street, it's not called Rishus Rabbim. That's Rashi Shita. The Ein Bochim, it doesn't have a wall around it. Sure, Rishus Rabbim Shalom. And also, Mechuvin Mishal Lashar. The streets have to be like straight across, like picture 54. It's a straight road down. Shiyem a foolish. Daimel Ledigde Midbar. That's the way it was in the Midbar. They walked down a straight road. So by the some say Mamash has another hetter where we don't have a Rishus Rabbim today, all our streets are a little bit crooked. It's not Mamash a straight road like it says here. But I think what Moshe says, that's not Pshat, because Avad in Yerushalayim will soon see what's called the Rishus Rabbim. The street through Rishus Rabbim also was a Mamash at this picture, going straight through. You can Mamash see like shoot an arrow straight down. Avad is Mestavel, like look at the Alter Shtot now, the streets are also a little bit crooked. So doesn't Mamash mean Mechuvin? Means it has to be like a straight arrow straight down the road, you can see the road straight. Just means you could walk straight and straight down this road. Like Lulshar, you could go straight and straight down Lulshar, that would also be called Mechuvin. Yeah. What? Well, that's also a shaila. Moshe holds there be there 600,000 people in that city using the street. It's called Rishus Rabbim. Moshe has a chumah de geshita. Yeah, yeah. That's why Moshe doesn't like Arabs that come out any place. What? No. If you have 600,000 people living in one city and they have access, they use the streets there. So the streets there then are called Rishus Rabbim. According to Moshe, like LA is called Rishus Rabbim. Yeah, right. Tzuras HaPesach Mikan Beroisha Yechod V'lechi B'kor B'Soifir. Yeah. So yes, this is the Machlokes is Chananya Netanakama. Zoti Gemara. So I'm going to finish. Zoti Gemara. For Shusarab B'Mimarva, is that true? that if you have a real Rishus Rabin, you could make an Erev, you could do something to make a letter carry in it. For a Tanya, we learned. Yes, Rabbi Yehuda is saying a big Chiddush. Shrashi says there, in Shabbos, on the Gemara's later, we'll see, Rabbi Yehuda's Shita is that with two walls, it's called Rishus Yochid already. So he says, let's say you have a bridge going over Rishus Rabin. So about the bridge is like a flat piece. You say good asik on pitikra yurid on both sides comes down, so blaz they give a mechitzah on this side, a mechitzah on this side, you have two walls, you'll let it carry under there. It's not called Rishus Rabin. That's what he's talking about there. What's Nagaya to us is Yesu Akein. Rabbi Yehuda says a bigger Kiddush. Yesu Akein Am Rabbi Yehuda.